I'm doing what I said I'd do. Telling you about the day. I'm in chastity still. But I feel like all my holes are getting fucked. Miss Taylor woke us up really early, I think. All my dreams, so dark. So much fucking. I don't know anymore. Whispers, dirty things, fuck. This feels good. All the members of the second house met us at the door. They surrounded us. It didn't touch us. Grace and I were out of our minds with lust by then, but they were just out of reach. All those yummy cocks and pussies on display. Fuck. Only Daniel went through with us to the third house. The hallway was crowded with people, lining the halls, bowing as we passed. God, I loved how all the tits hung when they bowed. We went behind the throne. I don't think there was space behind the throne before. Another long, long hallway. Daniel and Danielle walked with us. It wouldn't touch us. God. God, I need to be touched. The fourth mansion is dark. Totally dark. I couldn't see anything. Couldn't see anything. Could see everything. Shadows. Men. Women. Hanging from nothing. Being fucked by nothing. In every hole. Everywhere. Screaming endless orgasms silently. God, it was so hot. The one of three and the two of three dropped to their knees. And the way they touched themselves. They moaned together. They moved together. They came together. They had a chalice of blackness to catch their cum. They each drank. Grace drank. They gave it to me. I came so hard. Their cum made my head spin. And I screamed silent ecstasy. And then the whispers started. The whispers from the three of three. No other name. No form. But blackness, but I couldn't understand them. They made me squirm and pant. And I've never been so fucking wet. Grace looked at me, I think. And she nodded. The two of three unlocked her belt. And Grace was radiant. Even more than the two of three. She said something. I think she said goodbye. I saw tendrils of darkness. A darkness of three snake up her legs and I felt them on mine. All soft stroking and wet sliding and pinpricks of exquisite pain. I fell to my knees, but the tendrils held Grace up. I felt the inky tentacles as they wove their way up Grace's legs. I felt others wind around her wrists. Every touch was ecstasy. Every touch was a violation. Daniel and Danielle were on the ground next to me, full of their own silent moans. All of us felt it together. We felt the tendrils stroke their way up Grace's smooth thighs. We felt her legs give out from sheer pleasure. We felt her being held up by her wrists. We felt the tiny filament of shadow spreading her pussy lips, stroking her tender clit. And we felt the tentacle that filled her needy cunt. Oh, fuck. How that first orgasm made us scream. I felt something break. And I don't know if it was in Grace, or me, or both. I saw her drooling. I saw her eyes rolling as she bucked on that black thickness. It was so big inside us, but God, we wanted more. More of our God. All over, little tendrils feathered across her skin, each one making us gasp in sudden pleasure. Thicker ones wrapped around her wrists, squeezing, milking, sucking. Even in chastity, I can tease my big titties. My nipples are so sensitive. And a tentacle forced itself into her mouth. I think we all came again. It tasted like lust. Lust beyond madness. I can still feel it fucking my throat. I don't know how I can even talk. The one that invaded her ass was nearly as big as the one in her cunt. I don't know how she took it, but God, my God, it felt so good. I think I passed out, but I saw myself from Grace's eyes, the three of us twitching and moaning on the floor in a puddle of cum while she was lifted up by the three of three. I felt the tendrils enter her ears, whispering a nothing so vile that she nearly cried even as she came from the non-words. The blessed corruption that coursed into her nostrils, blackened her eyes, filled every pore with sweet, maddening pleasure. I felt the exact moment the orgasms blended together into one eternal, silent scream of lust-filled pleasure. I felt the last of her mind break. I felt her first hymns of praise torn from her tattered soul. Blessed is the three in one who is all things. Blessed is the darkness behind the darkness. Blessed is the madness behind the desire. Blessed is the ancient that gives youth. Blessed is the pain that gives pleasure. May every soul be filled. May all flesh be filled. That all may be one in the eternal scream of praise. Time meant nothing there. When I came to myself, Daniel was handing me to Miss Taylor at the threshold of the second chalet. I laid in my room for I don't know how long, coming and moaning and praising along with Grace. It's fainter now. Barely. I won't be here when you get here. You'll have to really be good so you can join Grace and I. Don't be afraid of Miss Taylor. She can be strict, but she gives the best rewards. I'll meet you here in the three. Fuck.